Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, friends who had gastric sleeve surgery, but 5 years apart. We wanted to create a supportive family with full transparency by sharing our stories as well as others from the community. We are breaking the stigma of weight loss and weight loss surgery one episode at a time.
Hey, guess what, guys? We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
No. So if you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor immediately.
Yes. And that includes diets, surgeries, and exercise. We love you guys, and we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family.
That's right. So be careful and consult your doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back, OSLP family.
Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And we are doing our March check-in.
That's right.
How is that fucking possible?
I know. When we were like, looking at the calendar, I'm like, oh my God, we have to do our March check time.
Yeah. I feel like we just did our February 1.
I know. And it's been exactly 4 weeks to the day. So
crazy. These 4 weeks have flown by.
Yeah.
It didn't help that I injured myself like right after.
Yeah. Like the first week.
Yeah.
The first week of March.
And it was like 3 weeks of recovery on that.
Yeah. How are you now?
Good. Yeah. It feels good. I feel a little bit like when I go squeeze in.
Okay.
But I can lift. I can do all those things. I just am taking it easy because I don't want to re-injure.
Yeah, we do not want that.
Yes.
So when this airs, we're going to be doing Des's workout a couple days prior. And that's when you injured yourself.
So it would be a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yes.
I mean, we did do that one workout and I was totally fine.
Yeah, we did it at your house.
And you, I just like, if I had any tightness or anything, we did one here.
Oh, yeah, we did two. Yeah. So you've done two full workouts without injuring. That's good.
Without injury. Yeah. I'm just like trying to take it easy because I'm the type of personality that I want to just go ham.
I know you do.
I get so stoked and I'm like, because I do like working out. I do like doing yoga. I do. Yeah. Really enjoy the movement.
Yeah, you like getting physical. You want it to be over with so fast that you try to go fast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to slow down.
Yeah, because that's where you injure yourself.
Yeah.
Is by like pushing yourself faster than you need to. Well, and I think that was the problem.
You guys have probably heard me be like, slow down.
Yep.
Slow down the counting because it's like, no one possibly can go that fast doing a donkey kick. I'm like, hold on. Your body needs to feel this.
Well, and I know that like, when you're doing stuff, you want to go fast up,
yep.
Slow down.
Exactly.
I know that.
Yeah.
I don't listen to myself. I don't listen to myself 99% of the time.
It's hard practicing what you preach because you know the things. It's just putting them in practice. And that's really hard to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. So this episode is going to be all about how we've kind of found our rhythm, our new rhythm, because we've been off.
All winter.
Like, I was trying to think back of the last time we were, like, on it. And I think it was, like,
October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been really hard to find our rhythm again.
It seriously has. And I remember, like, telling myself not to ever get out of rhythm because it's so hard to get back in.
Mm.
Like, once you're in it, you're like, yeah, let's do all the things. And we get all excited. And then when you, like, pop out just for, like, a week, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Nope. I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, I did yoga for so long.
Yep.
All summer I did yoga. And I stopped, I think it was when I went to Missouri.
Yep.
No, because I did, I did a couple there.
You did a couple there.
But I fell out of it really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And it's way harder to get back into rhythm.
It is. And I think that when you go on vacations, that the FOMO kind of happens. You're like, I just want to sleep in like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I just want to like snuggle and do all those things. Mm-hmm. But you can't. Like, you still got to get up, do the movements, and then you can start your day like everybody else.
So yeah.
Just remember, we're different. Like, if you want to have results, you have to do different things than everyone else does.
Yes. And we have started new things.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So let's talk about medications, vitamins, all of that. And then we can go into food because falling out of rhythm
is not just exercise. Mm-mm. It can, falling out of rhythm can take over your entire life.
For me, it took on all of it.
Yes.
The whole gambit. So, like, I was not taking the vitamins on time or at all. Mm-hmm. I wasn't getting enough water. I was actually, the water's the only one that I was fine on.
The protein
was awful.
Vitamins
was awful.
Exercise. Yeah. And I'm right there. I mean, the only thing that I was, so once we.
Sorry, I need to get switched. A little more comfortable.
No, you're good. Scooch in. I'm good.
I'm just going to be like. There we go.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I feel like you're too far out.
Nope.
Here, let me.
I'm good. I'm there in we the go. Shot.
Okay.
I'm in the shot.
Okay. You get to see the piano.
Yeah.
Piano. So I feel like you were completely out of rhythm.
Out of rhythm.
And you felt it.
I felt it, and I wasn't getting good sleep, and I felt groggy all the time, mm-hmm. and I didn't know if it was just like that or just like seasonal depression, because that's mm-hmm. kind of what got me out of rhythm was seasonal mm-hmm. depression.
Yeah.
I was like, it's icky outside. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, because you were doing really good with going on your walks during the summer, yep. getting that activity in.
I was running, guys.
You were running.
I was running.
Yes. And then winter hit, and it's always hard with winter because it's rainy outside. It's dark. Who wants to get up and work out in the darkness? Well, not really anybody.
And COVID's here. So, like, we can't. All of our gyms are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have the option of going still to the gym, even with just a mask mm-hmm. on right now. So, like, because I remember we saw this problem in November and I was like, I want to mm-hmm. go to the gym. And mm-hmm. then they restricted everything. So yep. you can't go to any gyms. Because that's what I was like, well, if maybe I can go row. I used to like rowing, go on the mm-hmm. bike. I was like trying to figure out other ways because I needed to get out of this goddamn house. It was also yes. a deal because,
yes,
I built a little mini workout spot. But when you're stuck in your house all day, that's the last thing you want to do mm-hmm. is just also work out in your house. You're like, mm-hmm. God damn it.
It feels like so Melanie started coming over to my house on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. So she's working from my house so that we can get lots of podcast stuff done.
Yep.
And it's a lot of fun.
It is.
We have a great time. But it feels like you're more motivated to work out when you're at my house.
When I leave. Mm-hmm. I just need to leave. Or when you come over, mm-hmm. it's like, let's go.
Yep.
Boom, 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 boom.
So well, like, and I'm also like, let's do this. Like,
yeah,
let's
she's always a little hyper than me. I'm like, how do you do that?
Well, because I've been up for hours.
That's true. I literally get up 20 minutes before you come over.
Yes. And I've been up for probably 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Because I like to have my time. I like to be able to have my time of, okay, this is my coffee. This is my tea.
Yeah.
Like, I love to have my time. And I'm hopelessly addicted to Game of Thrones right now. And so anytime I can, like, get a few episodes in.
You're like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's hilarious.
Well, it draws you the fuck in. And then you're like, I have to find out what happens. So, and everything is so crazy. Anyway, so long story short, it seems like you're more, I don't know, driven.
Yeah. I'm more driven.
When there's somebody else there or
if when someone you leave. Can hold me accountable, I just need someone. Like, and that's what you've been this whole mm-hmm. month. So it's been really nice because the first 2 weeks killed it.
Yeah.
Killed it just fine.
Yep.
And I was still doing the right things even on my period. So like that always hits me.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor said when I was telling you guys, like I had that really bad one mm-hmm. and he's like, just you got to get up and move a little bit. Just I know you don't want to. It's painful, but just mm-hmm. you need to start taking ibuprofen at least once a day. When you like start feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just take it and then do something physical.
Yes.
And he's like, I promise you, you'll feel better.
Yes.
And he was right.
He's
a doctor.
He's a doctor.
And he was completely right. Because this last one, we did a full fucking workout.
We did.
We
did.
And I still was able to do it the day before. I went on a walk, mm-hmm. 2 walks.
Yes.
One in the morning, one in the afternoon with my kid.
Yep.
And definitely made things easier. Now, was my mental state any change? No, I was still down. I was still like, our podcast sucks and we're not doing stuff right. And I'm a horrible worker and I'm a horrible mom. Like I just the whole trifecta happened, but it always passes. And I just have to be like, this is just this week that you're going to be an asshole to yourself.
Right. Well, and I feel like, OK, and this may just be me, but I feel like you were more positive this time than you were last time.
I felt more positive.
Like you weren't as down on yourself.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you had your moments.
Right.
But overall, I think the things.
Can you hear my washer go off?
I think the things that you're doing are working.
Yeah, I can see the difference.
You just have to keep going.
Yeah, can't give up.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think the vitamins and the regimen that we've kind of developed, which is kind of nice because we get to try all these vitamins and stuff, right, from all these companies. And I really think that the ProCare system works.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It works really, really well. It's as long as you take it in the beginning of the day, I feel like it works all throughout the day.
Same time every day. That's what I've noticed because it's literally I wake up because Dr. Patterson prescribed me the Phentermine.
Yes. And that's the other thing that we are both on.
And we're both on that now. And I'm taking half. She said take half for a week. And then I did bump it up after actually 5 days. And then when your doctor told you actually wait until your body doesn't seem to be
as effective,
yes, then you can start bumping it up because your body will
adapt to it and it'll get used to it and there's only so much they can give you. But speaking of the Phentermine, I feel like I'm more intuitive of what I'm putting in my mouth. I'm more intuitive of that I'm full versus before I started it, I was I would push myself constantly and I would be eating. And it's kind of funny because before, so I've only been on it for not even a week.
Yeah.
Not that long. I started it last Thursday.
Okay.
And I can already tell, I'm drinking my water. The protein is still going to be an issue because I'm not hungry. So I don't think about it. Right.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to start finding a rhythm with that, maybe starting my day. I don't know. I've got to figure it out. I got to come up with a plan of when I'm going to have my protein because I'm definitely eating dinner.
Okay.
And I have to tell you my big victory last night.
Yeah.
Okay. We all know I'm a nighttime eater. Yes. I wake up in the middle of the night. I want to eat something. Right. So last night it was 9:30 and I was I'd eaten dinner a couple hours before.
Okay.
And I was I should have a snack, right? Because that's what I do. Before I go to bed, I have a snack. And I was I don't really need a snack. Yeah,
do you need it?
I was I'm still full from dinner.
Okay.
And so I ended up not having a snack.
Yay!
I had my calcium from ProCare, my little chocolate squares, which I fucking love, and didn't have a snack, didn't have a Built Bar, didn't have my rice cake.
That's amazing.
That does not happen.
No, that's a hell of a victory.
Yes.
Because that's what we've been both battling is that nighttime.
The nighttime eating.
And I do need to move my calcium chews into the bedroom because right now they're just in the office. So I need to just bring a couple into the bedroom because the office really helps because you yelled at me and was you need to have them open and in your office because you're in the office all day. And I was she's so fucking right. So because now what my regimen is so for those that don't know, we got prescribed the Phentermine because we're in this long, I've been in a long stall.
Yes. For years.
For years. I've been at the same weight. Has not happened. Also, obviously, you guys can hear it through the months of us recording. You can tell that I just have motivation sometimes and don't have motivation. Very normal. I'm just like you guys. It's just the life happens.
Yes.
And so what I've noticed is once I took that, I was awake. I don't feel groggy. The fog's gone. And then I'm instantly taking my chewable from ProCare.
Yes.
And
your vitamin.
I fucking love that. And today I'm out of the chewable, so I took the capsule. But there's something about the chewable I just really like. And it doesn't, it tastes just like a chewable. It's a fruit punch. They can't mask as much as they would want to.
Yeah. It's not going to be a treat at all.
At all. And it's fine because after talking to Nick and him explaining, you're literally putting dirt in your mouth because of all the minerals and nutrition you need. So we're just trying to make it taste okay. And it's funny because now when I put it in my cheek and you always laugh at me because I suck on it.
So weird.
And I can feel the grains and I like it. I'm okay. I know that this is all the minerals I need today, like all
you
the vitamins.
You like it because it's helping you and you can tell that it's helping
yeah.
you.
I'm like, yep, I'm getting all this stuff in. I feel good.
Ew.
Like, yeah. And I feel like it goes into effect pretty quickly. Like, all of a sudden, you know, my next pee is that neon color
yeah.
from the B12 that's yep. in it. And I just feel good. Like, I can, there's a whole different mindset. Because it started a little bit with the burn. So, like, with Avi, I was taking the burn before the amphetamines.
Yes.
And I could feel the awakeness. And I would be, like, when I did a workout, I was sweating more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd actually, like, sweat right before the workout. I'm like, okay. I'm, like, starting to get hyped for it.
Yep.
But now it's, like, with both of those, I'm, like, mm-hmm. on fire.
Yes.
Like, I am sweating like a mother. And it feels good.
It does feel good. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it does feel good to sweat because it's, like, you know you're doing something.
Yeah.
If you're sweating, right? Yeah. I am loving the phentermine.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Dovek hit it, the nail right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we needed, because we talked to her about, like, our struggles
right.
and what was going on. And she, you know, discussed phentermine. And we were both like, well, why aren't we on this?
Yeah. Why don't we give ourselves a little bit of a boost? Because I was always nervous to take pills for that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. I'm like, I just want the natural things. I just mm-hmm. want my vitamins. My body was made to do this. But mm-hmm. also, like, again, it's still okay to ask for help.
It's a tool.
It's a tool. And I forgot, like, oh, yeah, like, the doctors are here to help you, not mm-hmm. to make, like, to, like,
judge you, degrade
mm-hmm. you because you're not at the weight that you wanted to mm-hmm. be at. They're literally just going to figure out how do we get her to the spot that she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Dovek re-implemented that for me.
Good.
Yeah, made me feel better.
We love Dr. Dovek, and her series is fire.
Seriously, it's just so much information.
And it's stuff that... like, we know, or it's either stuff that we know and forgot
mm-hmm.
and, like, need to be shoved back into the yeah. forefront of our brain, or it's stuff we have no clue about, and it's so interesting.
It is. Like, it's like she's reinforcing all the habits. Mm-hmm. Like, talking to her monthly definitely makes me be like, hey, Melanie, you need to make sure you're getting your protein, your water, mm-hmm. your vitamins, your sleep, the top four.
Yep.
The top four is so important to yeah. your weight loss.
And sleep, speaking of sleep... so I have found a new rhythm with my sleep.
Yeah.
So, and it seems to be working, fingers crossed. I do take a medication for sleeping. So I take that, and then I take, you guys are all going to think I'm crazy, but I take the sleeping medication. Mm. I take the melatonin, which it's called Sleep 3.
Okay.
And it's like more time release.
Ah.
So it keeps you asleep longer.
Okay. I like that.
And then I take the goodbye mm-hmm. from Obvi, which I love. And I mean, I feel like a normal person would be totally fine on just the goodbye.
Like I think so too. Like you are definitely a unique case.
Yes.
Because you have so much problem sleeping.
Yes.
And that's why you have to take a couple aids.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then on top of all of that, I smoke some CBD and I think that combination mm-hmm. is working really well.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm sleeping longer. I still get up early. I still get up a couple times. Last night was only once. So if I get up only one time, I'm good with it.
That's so much better than before.
Yeah, because it was like I was up at like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I would finally be like, well, what's the point of trying to go back to sleep?
And I fucking hate that sleep. That mm-hmm. is the worst, mm-hmm. the worst sleep. Especially when like you have something to do the next day and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, only 3 more hours. Oh, only 2 more hours. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, better just fucking get up. I'm not going back to sleep. Like
That's exactly my brain.
Fuck that.
I hate that. So I get up and I do all the things and I, you know, it's good because I am more of a morning person.
Yeah.
So I definitely like being able to go onto social media, like talk to people, mm-hmm. post things, and it's nice. But then it's like, I do need sleep.
You do.
And I think that's one of the things why I was like snacking so much and I fell out of rhythm because my sleep got very disrupted. I don't know what happened.
Well, I can tell you what happened.
What?
You're going through a divorce, girl.
Well, no, but it was before that.
I know, but like that did not help. Like between the divorce and your mom having to leave, like you're alone now.
I am alone.
So for those that don't know, like Kelly's never really had to be alone
in a
house.
I've never lived alone.
So that is a whole different ballgame for your brain to kind of like adjust to.
Yeah, true.
Because like the noises in the house, like mm-hmm. I know me, I'd be like checking all the doors and
which I do. I have the dogs there.
Yeah.
So like that's it, but it is weird living alone.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, like my whole life has changed since January 2nd.
Give yourself some credit. You've gone through a lot in like 3 months time,
Yeah, very short amount of time because on the 2nd, it'll be 3 months.
Yeah. And that's a lot of change. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to be healthy on the flip side. Like you're still trying to do all of the things.
So. Yes. Well, and speaking of the divorce.
Yeah.
So we were going to talk about how it was affecting me.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, I think I was doing fine. Like, obviously not in the very, very beginning. No. I was very upset. But as the divorce gets further along and I'm, you know, kind of coming to grips with the fact that like, I'm single.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I want to be single. I don't want to be with anybody right now. I want to focus on getting this divorce done and then moving.
Yeah. You're focused on yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this podcast, of course. But this last month, I had a lot of asshole moves from my ex.
Yes.
I was trying to figure out how I want to say that. He pulled some shit and every time it was like a bomb went off every single time he texted me.
Oh, yeah.
And I let that affect me.
Yeah.
And I have not let it affect my to eat whatever the fuck I wanted.
You're like, oh, fuck it. Like, I'm going through a divorce. He's being a dick. Like, I just want some comfort food.
Exactly. Yeah. And when my mom moved out, like, it was so hard on me because I didn't want her to leave.
No.
And I didn't want to. I think it's really good that I'm on my own. I think it's really good that I'm by myself right now so I can kind of figure out my shit, right?
Yep.
But I didn't want her to leave and I didn't want to be alone.
No, no one wants to be alone. Right?
So it was like, fine, I'm just going to go to the store and I'm going to get cake.
Well, and no one sees you do it.
No.
That's the other thing.
That's another thing is that I can bring home whatever I want because nobody's there to judge me.
Yeah, no one's going to say anything. There's no weird looks. There's no size.
The only person judging is myself.
Right.
Because I know what I'm doing.
Right.
And I'm shoving that part down and saying, shut up. Like, this is what I'm going to do because I'm going through a divorce and he's being an asshole.
Right.
And I don't know where my life is going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not give me it's not okay.
It's not a good, it's the excuse moved into more of like a behavior. And then
that's
like,
a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Cause that's what I told you that I was so scared about when you're like, just give yourself some grace, Mel. And I was like, I can take that grace and then just run with it. And then now I'm back to like, I'm gaining like 10, 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I get so scared.
I think there's a difference between giving yourself some grace and completely falling off the wagon.
Oh, yeah, they are. They are. But they're it's a slippery slope.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I ate like shit for a month.
Yeah.
I didn't really give a shit. Mm-mm. I was eating whatever I wanted. Cake, cookies, candy. Like, I'm a sweet person. So that's my behavior is I want sweet.
How did you feel after you were eating those things?
Like shit.
You felt like shit? You can feel the in your body?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I have not had sugar, like candy or anything like that since last Wednesday. And I was thinking about it last night because I had a headache.
Mm.
And I was like, I wonder if this is the sugar.
It could be.
Because I remember the first time going through pre-op diet.
Right.
And you go literally from like having sugar in your daily diet to having 4 shakes a day with basically no sugar.
Yeah.
And I remember being so sick. And I'm starting to realize that's what I'm feeling.
That's what you're feeling. It's the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sugar detox.
Yep. And like, I need it. I definitely need it because I need to stay away from sugar. I need to. Oh, no, I lied. I had some on Saturday, but that's okay. I'm not bringing it home.
That's the point. Yeah.
Yes. Because Mel, you have a lot of willpower. So you can have chocolate in your cupboard and not touch it.
Yeah, it has to be. I'm very particular. I think that's the word for it for me. Cause you're like, you're kind of weird with your food. It's like, no, it's just like, if I'm going to cheat, it's going to be like what I want.
Yes.
Is the deal.
And I will literally find anything.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
So if there is anything sweet or candy or cookies or anything, I will go straight for that.
Yeah, I know. I'll just let Eric eat it. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to waste. Because that's actually one of them. I was like, he made something. Oh, it was cookies. They made cookies because it was Dylan's project.
That's right.
And they turned out real fucking weird because they told him to put baking. What was it? Oh, vinegar in it.
So weird.
It was very interesting. It was like, oh, no, cornstarch. There was cornstarch and vinegar in it. And I'm like, I've never put cornstarch or vinegar in my chocolate chip cookies.
That's
super fucking weird.
Odd.
And it like puffed up really weird. It looked like a biscuit.
And you said it kind of tasted like a biscuit, right?
I just took like a little bite and I was like, nope. And Eric's like, it's fine. Like I could eat it. You just eat it. And I was like, no, because I'm not going to waste my carbs and sugar on something that tastes like that. Like if I'm going to do it, it's going to be the Hershey with almonds or it's going to be fucking Rocky Road ice cream.
Yeah.
Like there is like something that I'll do it for, but it has to be that. Like it can't just be willy nilly. Like what she's talking about on Saturday is that we made a protein shake.
Yes.
And it had animal cookies in it. So we both
Spoiler.
Had so we both had a little bit of animal cookies. And then she left it here. And I was like, you bastard.
Well, I was like, I can't bring it home because you can resist.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are real. You have a ton of willpower.
Yeah.
I have zero willpower. And that's the reason why every time I've started a diet or even the beginning of my weight loss journey with surgery. I cleared everything out of the house.
Yeah, you have to. And we did too. We did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have it. For me, I cannot have it in the house.
No.
Because it's not likely that I'm going to go to the store. Like, that's when you know that I'm really wanting
it.
Yeah,
when you leave the house.
When I leave to go get it. Because I won't. I'll talk myself out of it.
Right.
And I'll just eat like a cheese stick or something. Like,
she will.
I will.
She will.
I do love cheese.
It's hilarious because every Thursday I'm like, what kind of snacks, what kind of protein snacks do you have, Kelly? And she's like, so I have like two meat sticks and one cheese stick. So that's about it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Because I mean, and that's the other thing is I didn't go food shopping for 2 weeks.
No, you didn't.
Because I didn't eat anything.
Yeah. She's eating those FlexPro meals and she's eating just her random like nuts and cheese.
Yes.
And meat. It's hilarious.
Well, and those FlexPro meals, that's another thing that kind of helped me find my rhythm again.
Yeah.
Because we tried all those meals
and they're good.
On the live and they're delicious.
Yeah.
And then Melanie leaves them at the house. And I just like put them in little Ziploc bags and put them in the fridge.
Yep.
And so it was easy for me to say, oh, well, I'm going to have this one for lunch. I'm going to have this one for dinner. And they're two meals.
Yeah. Because they're meant for like one portion. But for us,
It's half. Yeah.
It's half. I mean, I know me now, like I can eat that whole thing.
If you wanted to.
If I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, will I need to take breaks? Absolutely. But I can just eat that. And it's still fine because it's like 30 grams of protein.
And it's like, I think the most was like 400 calories.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, even if you have that for lunch and dinner, like you're still not.
You're not hitting the crazy amounts that you would think.
No.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to gain all my weight back because I ate a FlexPro meal. No, you're not.
No,
you're not. Because it's actually meant for, like, people that are portioning control and high-protein diets because they're keto-friendly, they're gluten-free, like, and it's all them making it.
Exactly.
Because when they contacted us, I did some research on them. I'm like, oh, like, they, like, legit make this shit, and then they flash freeze it.
Yep.
Like, there's an actual chef, like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited about them.
I love it. Okay.
Something just dropped upstairs.
I freaking love them. I think they're so easy. The most that they take in the microwave is 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So for me, when I get when I'm starving, I tend to like snack on things while things are cooking.
Okay.
And so this is really easy because I just throw it in the microwave. It's done in no time. And then I can just eat.
Yeah. And that's going to be like our new, I think I'm going to say it now. That's going to be like our new Thursday lunch is those.
Oh, 100%.
Because we're always trying to figure it out because we will have a protein shake.
Yeah. About midday.
But back to the Phentermine is like we can both tell. When we're like, okay, we need food versus liquid.
Yes.
Because that's what I've noticed with the Phentermine. It's like it's reset me to where like, okay, you're not hungry. Why do you want food right now?
Because I'm bored.
It's like resetting like the mindset of like, oh, wait. I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
Yep.
Or I'll get the like the craving in my mouth, or I'm like, I need a chew, mm-hmm. comes back. And I'm like, okay, so that means I need like physical food.
Not liquid.
Not just a liquid. Because like I'll have the superfoods every morning, mm-hmm. which I really dig. So like Kelly does the tea.
The iced tea version.
And and I do the pink lemonade. And it just makes me like, I don't know. It's like it heightens the day. Like it makes me feel good that I drink the immunities and
because it's got immunities for your system, and then it also has your full serving of fruits and vegetables for the day, so you're getting all of that nutrients back into your system. So coupled with the superfoods, which I have mine right here, coupled with that, and then also taking the vitamins on a regular basis, because the problem is like if you take your vitamins like every other day or say once every 3 days,
right,
it's not building up in your system.
No.
So it's constantly trying to catch up when you're skipping days.
Yeah. And that's what we learned from Nick. Like, it takes 3 to 4 days for your body to feel the vitamins.
Correct.
So you need to take them on schedule for you to feel
them. On a regular basis. So
Like, for women, the way that I would equate it to, you know how you have to take your birth control, like, when you have the actual pill?
Yeah, it has to be at the same time every day.
Yeah, yes. Like, set the timer. It has to be. It's the same. It's almost like the same thing.
Yes.
So that's how I treat it. Because it's like, okay, I've noticed if I actually do it the same time every day, one, my routine is good.
Yes.
So that just doing that sets my routine up for the day. Like, okay, already got these things in. What's next? Oh, I need to do the workout. I need to do the walk. Oh, now we're into work. We got to get the work done. Now I'm doing the podcast stuff. Like, it really sets the tone for the day of just getting that superfoods and that vitamin in.
Right away.
Right away. Yes. So you don't even have to worry about it for the rest of the day. That's what I like.
And I mean, the only thing you have to worry about is your calcium, because you can't take your calcium at the same time as your multivitamin, which is fine.
Yeah.
So usually because I'm usually up early, so I usually take my vitamins and everything about an hour after I'm awake, and then I wait 2 hours, and then I take my calcium.
I was going to say, how about we tell them, like, we go, both of us go through, like, what does your normal day look like now that we're in a rhythm? So what is yours when you wake up? How does it start?
So when it starts, I'm like a fucking zombie.
Okay.
So I go out and I make my coffee.
Okay.
And then I go lay back down and I drink my first cup. And then usually by the time I'm at the bottom of my first cup, I can tell if I need one more.
Okay.
Or not. Lately, I've been skipping my second cup of coffee, because for a while there it was constant 2 cups.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Of coffee. And now I'm switching to my tea.
Okay.
So I'll have my 1 cup of coffee. Usually by the time I get to the end of it, it's like lukewarm enough that I take my pills.
Okay.
So then I take my pills, my daily stuff for lupus and all that. And then I do 2 of the Hellos from Obvi.
Okay.
And then I take 2 of the ProCare multivitamins.
Okay.
Because it's just a 2 a day. So you take both in the morning and then you're done.
Nice.
So I take all of that. And then I usually drink tea for the next 2 hours while I work on podcasts. And then once that 2 hours is up, then I take my calcium, my first calcium. And then most of the time I forget the middle day
calcium.
So I just take 2 at night. Okay. I just eat 2 at night. And then usually about noon to 1 o'clock, I can kind of start feeling like I need to eat something.
Okay.
So then I'm very simple. Cheese stick, some salami. I'm good. You know, I those little packs from Costco. I've been out of them for a while and I just ordered some more.
Are you talking about like the salami with the provolone stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, those are delicious.
Yeah. And it's so easy and basic.
Yeah.
That especially now with being on the phetamine, I feel like that's a good option for a lunch.
I think it is too, because like you can have like 2 or 3 of those and you're fine. Like you're just like done. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, I'm full. And exactly. It's a good source of protein.
It is a good source.
Yeah.
So then And then after I have lunch, I usually have a balanced dinner. I've been doing the Flex Pros because it's just me.
It's so hard to learn how to cook for one person. So yeah. This is so nice that this kind of like organically happened.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, it's perfect.
No, I love the fact that I don't. So I have a couple crock pot meals that I can make. I have everything in my freezer to make them.
Nice.
It's just the drive of making them because I'm like, it's just me.
You're like, what's the point?
Yeah. But I need to get back into like, okay, I make it and then I eat it throughout the week and you just change it a little bit. So you make like the teriyaki chicken. So one night you'll have it with rice. Then the next night you may just have just the chicken and then you could have it with some potato. And because I make those gorgonzola smashed potatoes.
Yes.
Which are so good with chicken. So, I mean, that's an option. And then I really like the pre-done meals at Trader Joe's. So it's like just a thing of meat, but it's already marinated.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So it's really easy to just open it up, cook it in the like on the stove, and then it's done. And then you have leftovers for 3 days because that's us.
Well, and that's just bariatric life.
Like, well,
you're
it
just,
is.
Yeah, you're just going to have like leftovers all the time and you have to get used to things getting cold.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely the cold.
Yeah.
So then after I have the dinner, then I go lay down. I take my nighttime pills, which is all my sleeping ones that I went through before.
Yep.
And then I take my Lyrica, which is for my fibro. And if I do not take it, I am in serious pain.
Yes. And she swells.
I do swell.
She swells. That's how I know when she's down because she'll be like, I don't feel good. And then her hands are like swollen.
Yes. Yeah. You can't even see my knuckles when they swell.
Yeah. Like her skin gets really tight.
Yeah.
You can tell when she like tries to grip something that like it's kind of painful because like it's almost like your skin kind of like stretches and it's like trying to like grip like you want it to. But it's so swollen.
Yeah, it's not fun. Mm-mm. So and then I take the goodbye, of course, smoke some CBD and then I go to sleep.
Nice.
So the only component I'm not quite incorporating is the activity.
That's what I was going to say. The only thing I hear. I hear two things that are missing.
Okay.
A protein shake.
Yes.
Because that will help get your numbers because you've yelled at me for it.
I know. And I do randomly make them. Mm-hmm. So like it'll be like every 3 days, but it's the same thing with the fucking vitamins. It has to be able to build up in your system. You have to like do it consistently so your system can catch up.
Well, and you need to make the habit of it.
Yes.
Because like it's that physical activity and then the protein shake is the only thing that I heard that was missing. Okay. Because like when I'm over there, I make her go on a walk. I'm like, we're going on a walk. That's why you've seen like the pictures with the dogs.
Yep.
Because I'm like, because sometimes I don't feel like a full workout, but I'm like, hey, how about we stretch and we at least get a walk in? And her walk is a mile and a half.
Yes.
So that's a good, I feel like in the morning, just like a shock to the system. Hey, you just moved a mile and a half. Mm-hmm. And like the fresh air feels so fucking good.
It does feel really good. And it's good for my boys to get out of the house and walk. And I try to walk them. It's just, it's been really, it's hard to do things on my own.
You're not used to it. Mm-mm. You're not used to it at all. And I noticed that when she got her. So she's vaccinated, guys.
Well, one more.
Oh,
one more.
Hold on. We'll go backwards. One more.
One more. I've got one more vaccine shot.
Yeah, she has one more shot to go.
April 7th.
Yes. But what was really exciting for me was that when she got the order that you could go.
Yes.
I was all excited and I tried to get mine so I can go with her. Mm-hmm. But I'm not there. I'm not eligible yet.
Yes.
So I have to wait, which is fine. But then that meant that you had to go on your own.
And I did.
And she did it. She was a little freaked out as she was like going through the line because she was texting me and was like, I wish someone could be here. And it's like, I know, dude, but this is like the one situation where like you can't have people with you.
Right. Well, and there was a couple people that had people with them that weren't getting vaccinated. But.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think that was an option because it's COVID. So you're like, you shouldn't be bringing people with you. What I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's like they're already vaccinated, so it's fine. Or maybe. I don't know. So, but I think my biggest thing was I thought it was a drive-through thing because in Portland, all of their vaccination clinics are drive-through.
Right.
And so Cole, my best friend, she went and did it.
Yeah.
And she drove through. Yeah, so she was telling me all about it. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm just driving through. Mm-hmm. So I pull into the fairgrounds and no, like you go and park.
Yeah.
And then walk in. And I'm like.
You're like, what the fuck?
This isn't what I prepared for. No. So I don't like this. Like, I did not like it. So I'm like standing there in line and I'm just like, I don't like this. I don't like being inside. Like with.
Well, and this is probably the first time you've been around this many people in a closed area. Like that's
in a while.
In a while. Because that's what gives me anxiety.
Well, and I'm good with people, like lots of people, because like I went to Disney World, Universal during the pandemic. It was total, like I was fine, right? But I also wasn't alone.
You weren't alone.
And I wasn't getting this vaccine that I don't know how it's going to affect me.
Right.
And I think that was a big thing for me because I just didn't think about it. I just scheduled it because I needed it, right?
Yeah, I was so proud of you.
And then after I was like, oh my God, what happens if my body freaks out?
Because yeah, no
I don't
there.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they do make you wait and sit for 15 minutes because I've never had anaphylaxis. I've never had a big allergic reaction other than the, I can't think of the word, but it was a medication that put me in the hospital the serum sickness. When I first got diagnosed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You and your mom came visit me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's the only one that I've had. And so I was very nervous, but I was fine.
Yeah.
I was totally fine.
I was, I've actually only had one weird situation with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my doctor. It was when I actually had the implant on in my arm.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking bitch. I hate that.
So I don't know if you guys have ever had birth control on your arm. It's fine. It works. It's just when they did the pull out and then put it back in situation, they numb me up with something. And then they're like, do you want your flu shot? And I was like, sure. Mm-hmm. I'm here. But when she did it, she poked it right here in the middle of the bicep, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, she decided after she gave me the shot to grip my whole...
Oh, my God. Turn around.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, my cat is in the rafters.
I wish that I could show you guys this because that was so funny. I kept seeing something and I was like... And I look over and Dirt Bike's head is down. Like, hey, what's up?
That is hilarious, guys.
I don't even know...
So, in the studio, we just don't have, the top yet, for soundproofing.
Yeah.
So it's just, your normal basement with the wood. And so she's in the rafters, just, hanging out.
Cracking me up. Oh
looking at us. I love
Sorry,
her.
Sorry. I just it's looked totally over fine. And I was just like, that's not.
Well, and then what the lady was saying right before she gripped my fucking arm, she was like, I hope you're not allergic. She didn't even ask this. She's like, I hope you're not allergic to fish or eggs. And I was like, and then she grabs my arm right where she just put the shot at and does a full-on grab on there. And then I could feel, everything disperse in my arm. And I got real warm. And I was like, I don't think I'm allergic to any of those things. I've never had a reaction before. So I sat there totally fine. But when I went to drive myself home, my leg and arms were, bouncing. And I don't know. It was insane. I had to sit in the parking lot for 15 minutes.
Was it the adrenaline from
It must be because they pumped me up full of the flu shot plus the shot for numbing my arm and getting the implant on out and then putting it back in. It was a combo of things. It was crazy.
So the numbing.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? Anesthetics.
Okay.
Most of them have I can't remember what it's called, but it's energy.
Okay. Like the adrenaline boost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it has epinephrine.
Epinephrine in it.
In it. And so that can cause you to have those reactions.
No wonder. That makes sense because when she grabbed my arm, I could feel everything disperse in my arm. And I was like, why would you do that? And it was the same arm she just put an implant on in.
Fucking bitch.
So it's that arm was bruised for weeks.
Oh, I'm sure.
For weeks. And that was the time when Eric looked at me and he goes, you're not doing that again. And I was like, what? And he's like, when you take that out, we're done with that. And I was like, okay, what are we going to do? And then he got a vasectomy and then that worked.
That works. So. Yeah. I remember when they took mine out of my left arm and he it was caught. So he was digging in my arm trying to get this thing out.
Yep.
And I remember having a reaction kind of like that where I got so warm, shaky, like they had to bring me apple juice.
Oh, shit.
And I had to sit down and I almost vomited and I like had to lay back and like she put a cold compress on my forehead. Like it was bad.
Yeah. That's not fun to deal with. Mm-mm. Actually, totally a side note for a check-in, but with the Implanon, for those that actually like have it in your arm and mm-hmm. then you do weight loss surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So funny, you lose all the weight everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing's good for 3 years. So I was only like year one into it before like of doing the weight loss mm-hmm. surgery. So when it came time to re-up, same thing happened to where now like one, it didn't move. It just like shifted and they couldn't find it because of all the weight loss I had because I lost a shit ton of weight in my arms mm-hmm. and there normally it goes into the muscle area.
Oh,
so I was open and trying to get it removed and they digged and digged and digged and my arm was exposed for almost an hour and she was really scared. She's like, normally, because we're just in a normal clinic room.
Yeah.
She's like, this is not a sterile room. We did not think that it was going to take this long to get the Implanon out of your arm. So if you are have a high case of like you could get infected. So just call us immediately.
Oh my
God. If there is an infection, because like we don't know what's in the air. We don't know like any of this stuff. So
how scary.
Yeah. Because they found it and they pulled it out and it's completely like curled. So it like curled into the bicep area because of all the, because I'm moving, I'm lifting, I'm, you know, doing push-ups, doing planks, mm-hmm. like doing all the workouts. And so I'm just moving the Implanon. So for anybody that has a birth control in your arm, maybe talk to your doctor about like getting it removed prior to surgery.
Go on something else.
Or like just change it up or just have them monitor it as you're going through the process, because that was not fun.
No.
That was not fun at all.
No.
And that's when Eric's like, he literally called the clinic the next day for himself and was like, how do I get a vasectomy? Because he was like, because we already talked about it prior.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the fact of how long I was open for, he was like, and I couldn't even move my arm like up for like a full week.
Oh,
because we had a neighbor that needed help because they locked themselves out of their house. And they needed both of us to like hold something. And I'm like, I can't, like this literally, like this arm is just giving, like I can't help you.
Oh, dang.
So Eric had to do all the heavy lifting on that one.
Well, that's okay.
But back to the ranch. So,
okay. So tell me what your day looks like.
Yeah. So my routine, and I'm digging my routine, guys. I'm loving this fucking routine that I've built. So, and because Kelly was coming over that first week, like perfectly timing, I now get up early. My body is now like, oh, yeah, you should be awake by now.
Yes.
Like, then I love that feeling because then I don't waste the whole day of just sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm getting up at 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
You're normally there between 6:30, 6:45.
Yes.
So I'm just, like, washing my face. I'm, like, getting ready. I literally just put on the clothes. So I prepare. I have them next to me on the bedside. Mm-hmm. That is the rule. Guys, go grab your workout clothes and just put it on your bedside table for the morning.
See, and I'm the complete opposite. I don't know what I'm going to want to wear.
Oh, it doesn't fucking matter. We're just working out.
I know, but for me, it does. So I like to get up, do my thing, and then go get my clothes.
Yes.
So not everybody's like you.
Right. So I like to prepare for future me because I know if I'm moving around, like, I feel bad because, you know, I have Eric's in the room. I don't want to, like, move around and make it so loud
true.
And obnoxious.
Yeah. No, I'm used to being alone in the morning, so that makes
you
sense.
You can make as much noise as you want.
Yes, exactly.
So, literally, I just put them on my bedside and then, like, because I only wear a shirt to bed. I don't wear anything else. So, I just put on my clothes, go to the bathroom, and then I just wash my face, grab my water. So, I'm trying to drink almost a full, like, eight ounces before you get there.
Oh, okay.
Is what, and I noticed that it seems to like even wake me up more. I'm like, okay, water, like we're doing good.
Well, water, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like water is a must. So I'd get that down. And then once I do, I take my amphetamine.
Okay.
I take the half.
Okay.
And then when you get there, I pop in the
burn,
two of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do the multivitamin after the workout.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll either do a yoga or we'll do an actual Des workout. And then we'll go on a walk.
Yes.
So we're normally done around like 7:30, 7:45.
Yes.
For all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on the day, we'll either like do an episode or Kelly will just go home and I go into work.
Mm-hmm.
At noon, I've been implementing like if it's nice out, you go on a walk.
Yes.
Because we notice our walk is only 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I have fucking 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why am I telling myself I don't have 20 minutes?
She said something about it. And I was like, Mel, you know, it doesn't take very long.
It does not take very long. Because I keep thinking like, oh, I got to get dressed and do all these things before I go out. And it's like, no, just literally put on your shoes mm-hmm. and put your watch on and go.
Well, your watch should be on all the time.
Well, like, no, the...
Oh, like start it.
Start it. Because got it. We've done that. We've totally forgot to count our workouts.
Oh, I mean, I hate that.
It's annoying because, like, we know that we physically did them.
Yes.
So, like, yes, they counted. But, like, I look at my watch. I'm like, I feel like it didn't count because I didn't turn it on.
We like to track it. That's the thing.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. And throughout the day until 1 o'clock, I'm drinking water, tea, and my superfoods.
Yes.
So I want those all done before noon. Like, not obviously, like, all of the water, but I'm drinking water, tea, and the superfoods before then. Mm-hmm. And then right around noon, I have my Avi protein shake.
Okay.
So I need to go backwards just a little bit because before you get there, mm-hmm. as I'm getting ready, I'm making my superfoods. Mm-hmm. So I just fill up the water bottle, guys, one scoop, shake it up, put mm-hmm. in the fridge. I like it cold. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Avi. I literally just fill it up with Fairlife milk. I do two scoops of the cinnamon toast, mm-hmm. shake it up, put in the fridge. Mm-hmm. Now, I really, really like the technique of putting protein shakes in the fridges now because it thickens them up and they taste so fucking good.
Yes.
They taste so good.
All of those like granules kind of like absorb.
Yeah, they like dissipate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really digging that. So at noon now I have the protein shake that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And then around two, if I'm feeling like, okay, I need some food, mm-hmm. then I'll have the chicken salad
mm-hmm.
or I'll have a cheese stick or I'll mm-hmm. have some pepperonis or salami.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes now it's dinner time. So we eat pretty well on dinner times. Only time we don't is if we did not take anything out.
And then you order.
And then we'll either just not eat. So we're pretty bad at that. We'll be okay. Like, well, we'll just snack on whatever's in the house.
Okay.
Or we will go out. So I've noticed that we at least go out to dinner once a week through the like Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And then we definitely do at least once on the weekends.
Yes.
So I'm trying to plan around that because like it's going to happen. It's fine. It's just like, okay, now that you're going out to eat, you need to make sure it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to make healthier choices with that. So like even when we were at my friend's house, we had the buffalo chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I just took off the bun.
Yeah.
And I ate the chicken itself.
Yeah.
So I'm just like trying to go back to the basics of like, remember to eat your protein first.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be really helping. I feel good because I feel like I'm actually hitting like maybe not every day my protein goals,
mm-hmm.
but I'm getting really fucking damn close. Especially it's like night and day from like November, December time where it was
yes.
like, oh, you're only getting 30 grams. Like what mm-hmm. the fuck? And now I'm getting almost like 260 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
We do know we need to be anywhere between like what 70 and 90 is what, or
yeah.
80 is yeah. what Dr. Dovak said.
I believe 70 and 90.
Yeah. yeah. So if you want to lose weight, you need to be in that little frame.
That bracket.
That
yeah.
bracket. So I'm really trying to get to that bracket. So, and I've noticed with that, like my mood's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Even you pointed out, like before my period comes, like mm-hmm. I normally have like an emotional day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we know that it's going to be here soon or sometimes 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have that this time.
No, you didn't.
I did not have the hormone like burst of like just tears or whatever. Like
yeah.
that did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed like, say if something was annoying me with Eric or Dylan or just life in general,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't like it was almost like I was numb to it.
Mm.
It was like it was happening. And I was just like, OK, like I wasn't like all in it. I wasn't like giving it like all of my attention anymore. I was
That's
just
good.
I just felt better. I was like, OK, well, I'm not going to try to control something I can't control.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is like there when those things happen, like even with Cody. Or Satan, whatever you want to call him. It's hard because it's like he does something, but then it's out of my control.
Yeah.
So why am I giving it power?
Exactly. Exactly. And I said that to you and I was like, I need to practice what I preach to
mm-hmm.
because like, yeah, things are going to upset us throughout the day. But mm-hmm. do we need to give it the power?
No.
Do we need to do that?
No. Are you allowed to be upset about it? 100%.
Yes.
But don't let it have power over your health
Seriously.
Because that's what it does.
It totally does. Like, trauma and tragedy definitely, like, want to control your whole life and how you react to it.
Exactly.
And what I've learned from you is that, okay, you can control how you react.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you want to look on this the next day? Do you want to be like, oh, man, I was a total ass yesterday and I regret all the things that I did? Yep. Or do I want to be like, I handled that well?
I handled that with grace.
Yeah.
That's the best piece of advice that my therapist gave me with this whole divorce. She asked me, when you look back on this, because in a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, when you want look back at your divorce, how do you want to see how you handled it?
Yeah.
Do you want to be like, oh, man, I was a fucking bitch and I took every like revenge tactic that I could?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to look back and be like, I handled that with grace?
Yeah.
And I can go out of this knowing that I'm okay.
Yeah. You can feel better about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you told me that line, I was like, oh, you can use that for anything. I was like, that is like great fucking advice, because it's like I treat it with food. Like, do I want to be upset with myself the next day?
Yeah.
Like, because we as bariatric patients, we know what we need.
Mm-hmm.
We know exactly what it is. It does not change.
It's ingrained in us from day one.
It doesn't fucking change.
No.
At all. Like, as almost 6 years, it'll be 6 years in May. It's still, did you get your protein in?
Water.
Did you get your water in?
Protein.
Did you get your vitamins? How was your sleep?
Yep.
Like, those are the top four you have to check with yourself. And then if one's missing, you're like, oh, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the phentermine, what we've noticed is like, oh, I shouldn't be having that. Mm-hmm. Like, I need this for nutrition. Like, my brain goes back to the first year where I would look at food differently.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at it and be like, oh, that's not going to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why the people that eat corn right away or go to potatoes in the first year, it confuses me, because my dietitian was super on, like, if it doesn't give you nutrition, then do not put it in your body right now, because you have to get yourself all the nutrition that you can, because you're losing a lot of it,
because
we can't absorb as much as everybody else. So it's like, why would you put something in there that doesn't do anything for you?
Well, and that's what I did for my first year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say that I didn't have like a bite of potato or a bite of corn, but I always ate my protein first.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I lost as much weight as I did.
I think so too.
So quickly, because I was so focused on my protein and I didn't let anything else get in the way of that.
No. And normally when you get your protein and you hit your protein goals, you don't want the extras.
Mm-mm.
And
you're full.
You're full. It literally makes you full for longer. Mm-hmm. Like, when you have the proteins, they definitely make you full for hours instead of just that 20, 30 minutes that you just ate.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other food does that for you.
Yes.
Like, it's almost like we would make this joke about Chinese food, how like, oh, you could eat it and then be hungry
and
again.
A few hours later, you're hungry again.
Like, and you can just keep eating Chinese food all day long because of that. And that's what it really is. It's like, oh, it's the same. Mm-hmm. Like, I just need to eat the protein.
Exactly.
So, and not to diss on Chinese food. I love it. But
oh, no, we both love Chinese food.
Yeah. One thing I love about Chinese food is that after post-op, you can have a lot of it, because a lot of it is meat and veggies.
Yeah.
So, like, my jam is Mongolian beef.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so damn delicious.
It's so good. The only thing you have to be careful about is the sugar content in the sauces.
Mm.
And we don't count sauces because you don't eat enough of it for us to, I don't know. We just don't.
You can't fit enough into your stomach for it to be a problem.
Yeah.
Like, until you're probably as far post out I am, you probably could for it to be a problem. But like, if you just still, again, eat the protein first, then you're not going to.
Yeah.
It's not going to, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I'm talking about the sauces on the, to make it Mongolian beef.
Mm-hmm.
So the sauce that they cook it in.
Yeah.
Can have hidden sugars.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah, I'm not worried about it.
And I normally don't either. They actually, the Chinese food place that we go, I'm trying to think of what it is. So it's beef, chicken and shrimp.
OK.
And it's just vegetables.
Yeah.
And meat. And I love that.
And that's one of the reasons why I think it's nice to have that. I love spicy because anything spicy, there's literally there's nothing in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can have as much spices as you want because it's zero calories, zero carbs. Like, you can have mustard all you want.
Yeah.
You can have hot sauces all you want because there's nothing in it.
Yep.
It's literally just spices and veggies that make those flavors. So, and I'm like, hell yeah, I can have all the spice I want.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, I love that. There was one other thing that I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Do you remember?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
So I got a kick in the ass this month.
Okay.
Because when I went with Mel to get her phenamine.
Yes.
From Dr. Patterson.
Yeah. So when she went with me to go up there, yes, we both got weighed.
Well, Melanie got weighed because obviously it's her doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you guys care if I weigh myself? Because my scale did not have batteries.
Right.
And I did not put them in it.
No, you did not.
And that is my bad. I'm taking ownership of that because I used to weigh myself every single day.
Yes.
And I would know where I was at. And I stopped doing that. And that's another point of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
That is finding me, helping me get my rhythm back because I'm weighing myself daily.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing like, okay, what'd you do yesterday? Probably not the best. And I can see it on the scale. So today we're going to do a little bit better.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so I got weighed. That is not what I wanted to see.
No.
It was what? 273?
You were not 273. You were 173.
Or 173.
Because that would be even crazier.
Yeah. No, 173. Now, my lowest was 141.
Yeah.
And I was comfortable at 150.
Right. Now, you were like super like healthy and hyper and just like on it.
So I've gone up 23 pounds.
Right. Yep.
And I'm not okay with that.
No.
So
I get it.
It kicked me in the ass. And that's when I called my surgeon and was like, hey, I need an appointment. I need to get on phenamine because I need help. Yeah. And finding your rhythm for me, too, is asking for help and knowing when to ask for help.
Yeah. It's okay to ask. Okay.
We're on this journey for life.
Yeah.
For life. So you're going to fall out of rhythm, fall back into rhythm. But you need to learn like when it's okay to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all need it.
We do. And we just need to stop being hard on ourselves because I didn't ask for help until now, too.
Mm-hmm. Because you thought people were going to look down on you.
And it's weird because I just thought that it was my doctor that would. And there's no way that Dr. Patterson would ever.
No, she was totally fine.
Ever talk to me or be rude to me about it. She wants to just know what's really going on.
Yeah.
And I used to be afraid to tell the doctors everything that was happening.
But you have to because they have to have all the information to make an informed decision.
Yep. And I learned that through this process because like. I realized, because I stopped going to my doctor's appointments for like after 2 year mark, like maybe like a year and a half mark, because I was losing. I was on track. I was fine. And so like and our health insurance paid for the portion of it. I still had to pay like $150 to go to these appointments. So I was like, why am I going somewhere for them to tell me good job? Good job. Well, I realized you need to keep going because like eventually the stalls happen and then they can course correct you.
Yep.
And a lot of things change after 5 years. Like the technology's different, the medicine's different, because these prescriptions weren't there back then.
Well, they weren't
used for this. Yeah,
very much. Yeah.
When I talked to Dr. Patterson, finally after we actually did our meeting with her, did the interview with her, she's like, Melanie, I do a lot of different things now than what we did 5 years ago. So just come in, let's do a checkup and see what we can do.
And it's helped a lot. I think
it's helped a shit ton.
Yeah. I think just staying on course. With even like I just did my 2 year appointment and I'm going to have to go get my labs done.
Yeah.
And so you have to do that in order. And even if they call you and say everything's great, good job, we'll see you in a year.
Yeah.
What happens if you weren't?
That's exactly
so
right.
I may be totally fine, but I might have a vitamin deficiency that I don't know about because I'm not going to the doctor.
Yeah.
So you have to stay on course. And everybody falls off at some time or another.
We're fucking human.
We are human and nobody's perfect.
No one's perfect, guys. Yeah. Like there's just it's not feasible to do this journey perfectly the whole time.
Yes. So finding your rhythm is going to be a constant in your life.
Yes.
Finding your rhythm with work, with friends, with family, with your food, with your nutrition, like with your vitamins, with your workouts, it's going to be a constant finding your rhythm for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And it's not always like last month, we sucked.
Yeah. February was not the greatest. March, a lot fucking better.
A lot better. And you know what? April's going to be even better. Yeah. And we just keep saying, okay, next month we're going to do way better than this month.
Well, yeah. And we get to do the ProCare Vitamin Challenge next month.
Yeah, so fun. So fun.
Definitely get your orders in. I know this is going to go out at the day after that it needs to be placed, but you can still place it. Get it in because it's so different the way that I feel.
Mm-hmm. And even if you're not doing the challenge with us, just go and place your order for whatever vitamin company you want. We particularly like ProCare.
Yeah.
Just because we use it on a daily basis and we prefer it over other vitamins that we've taken. And so go order them and start taking your vitamins every day. And if you are like, because I was the same way, like, oh, I just forget, like, set a fucking timer. How hard is that?
You can put like a little calendar request in your phone and it will just beep at you and be like, take your vitamins. Go on your walk, because that's what I have on my work computer. Mm-hmm. It reminds me to go on my walk because I was doing the same thing. I'm like, oh, it's fine. But guess what? Like, you do that enough, it's not fucking fine anymore because I wasn't taking the proper vitamins. And I learned that from Nick from ProCare because I didn't realize I was supposed to take calcium 3 fucking times a day.
Yeah, you had no idea, which is so funny.
No freaking clue. So the one way I was going to talk about that was to get that in on time is to actually. So I'm going to take it, you know, in the afternoon.
I'm listening. I'm trying to look up this thing.
Oh, you're fine.
So go ahead.
So I'm going to take the calcium one in the afternoon when I do my Avi. And then at night, I'm going to bring them into the room. So that way when I'm like, am craving that chocolate, because it's still happening, but I know it's because I'm bored because my stomach's not hungry at all. Mm-hmm. It's just like the habit of having something while I'm working on podcast stuff. I want to like munch on something.
Yes.
So if I could just move that to the room, then I can just have the 2 calciums like you're doing. Mm-hmm. That would suffice my craving of just eating something while I'm working on stuff.
Well, and that was me last night. I was like, just go and have your calcium.
Yeah.
And I was fine.
I forget about it. So now I'm like, oh, I need to reinforce that one.
Next to your bed.
Yep. Next to my bed. Mm-hmm. And that's how I know I'll take it, because I have my Phentermine next to me on my bed. So that way every morning I literally just swing my legs out. I always have my water next to me and I just take it immediately. So there's no forgetting.
Yes.
And with the Phentermine, when you do that, like all of a sudden your day goes perfectly because you're awake, you're motivated, and you're like, okay, what's the next thing I need to get done?
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of the vitamins and setting timers.
Yes.
So in our OSLP challenge chat.
Yes.
We had a follower, Tay-Tay, which we love you. She said that she uses an app called Round.
Okay.
So you can track when you take the medicine and it sends her reminders if you don't click it off. So it's like a check mark, I'm guessing, that you go in and like you check it. And if you don't check it, then it'll remind you over and over again
until
to take
you do it.
Yes.
Nice.
Which I like. And then you have to input each vitamin and prescription. But she finds it helpful and helps her on track.
Thank you, Tay-Tay.
Yeah. So I thought that was a really good resource since we're talking about vitamins.
Well, timers are a big deal.
Yes. And I like that it would be like, hey, take it. So we may have to download it.
I think we should after this episode, I'm going to download that bad boy. Mm-hmm. And then the thing is about the timers, don't turn them off. Like, I've done that. Mm-hmm. So don't turn them off.
Yeah, you can snooze them or be like, okay, I took my vitamin. But the next day, you need to leave them.
Well, and that's the new mindset that I've noticed when I'm like on. Mm-hmm. So that's what I call it when I take my vitamins and stuff. It's like, I'm just on, ready to go. Mm-hmm. Is that that doesn't bother me. I'm like, oh, go do it now. Mm-hmm. Like, it used to be like, oh, I have to go do that. Now it's like, okay, it's time.
Well, I mean, we make a bigger deal out of everything than it really is. Like, right? Oh. It'll take you 2 hours to talk yourself into working out. But then you work out and you feel great and you're like, oh, why did I talk myself out of it for 2 hours?
Yeah, you're like, that wasn't that bad.
And it's the same thing with vitamins. Like, I hear it from our followers all the time. Why do I hate vitamins so much? Mm-hmm. Well, what vitamins are you taking?
Yeah.
Because that's a big one, too. If you're having to take 16 fucking pills all day because you've got it all broken up, like, no wonder you hate fucking vitamins. Yeah. I would hate them, too.
Seriously.
But another thing I found is, you know those little pill packs? Like, they're, you can have a couple days of, a reserve. I found that if you fill that and have it in your purse,
Oh, nice.
Or your backpack or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you forget it and you're like, oh, it's at home, you have a backup.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse. There's no excuse. It takes literally 1 second.
To put it in your mouth and drink.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you're like my husband, he doesn't even need water to do that shit. Oh, I'm like,
I wish.
I don't know how. I was like, I don't know how you fucking do it. He's like, I just swallow. I don't know what the big deal is. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's what she said. So, yeah, I just think that vitamins, I feel like that's been our big change in finding our rhythm is getting the vitamins on board and getting the phenermine on board.
Yeah.
Because like you said, I am like, I take the phenermine. I'm awake.
Yeah.
And I'm doing shit. Like yesterday, I had a mountain of clothes. Like I have not folded. I've done laundry, but I had a mountain of clothes that I needed to fold and put away. And I was up at like 6 a.m. doing that, like washing my sheets, mm-hmm. getting my bedroom all set. Like, so it's like it focuses you enough to like, and each day I'm like, okay, today I'm going to do the kitchen. Okay.
Yeah.
Today I'm going to do the bathroom. Today I'm going to do my clothes. Like, so it gives you like that burst.
It does.
Of what you need for the day.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love it. I recommend it. If you're having an issue with weight gain, stress eating, you've been in a stall for a long time and you're doing all the right things, or maybe you're not doing all the right things, go and talk to your doctor.
Yeah. Just talk to someone to get you reset. It's like a reset.
It is a reset.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we did with the surgery. We reset, right? But you can't be perfect 24/7.
No.
So go talk to your surgeon. See if they can prescribe it to you. If you want more information on it, go listen to our Dr. Dovek episode.
The first one.
It's the first episode. She talks about it. And I believe it's like right in the beginning we start talking about it.
Yeah. And she, there's a video of it too. So if you want to watch it, you can go to YouTube.
Yes.
Because I noticed a lot of people really enjoying the watching. So if you guys want to see it, she like actually literally spells out the pill for us, like how to, yeah, because she knew I was going to go ask about it. So I'm like, hey, how do you spell this out?
Yes. Yes. So check it out.
Definitely. See if,
I mean, we all need help once in a while.
Yeah. And it's okay. Like,
it's totally fine.
One last thing that I would say before we go is just really just finding your rhythm. It's like just finding your routine again.
Yeah.
And notice like, hey, I still have had like fast food and I've still had some problems here and there with like some candy or whatever.
Yeah.
But what's helping me feel good is that I still did the workout or I still did the walk. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting all my water in. I'm still getting all the protein in. So it's like, hey, you can have slip ups, but just make sure you're doing all the other things too.
Yeah. So like if I think like if you're like, say your food's not on point.
Yeah.
Like you ate something like a cookie, but you got all your protein, you got all your water, and you took your vitamins that day.
Yeah.
Great.
That's great.
Or let's say you didn't hit your water, but you hit your protein and you took your vitamins. Great.
Yeah.
Like focus on the positives.
Yeah. Focus on the positive. Give yourselves that victory of like, oh, out of the four today, I hit all three.
I hit all three. Don't be like, I didn't hit this. You know, I suck.
Yeah.
Like,
because that's going to put you down a rabbit hole.
Well, yeah, because as soon as you start talking negative, you like your day goes downhill
fast.
Yeah.
Super fast. So I think that's the biggest
advice.
Yeah. Advice that we would give for this episode is like, just be nice to yourself. Figure out a routine that works for you. Do workouts that you like. That I've learned is like a key for me.
Yes.
You just have to like it.
Yeah. So just, and even if you switch it up every single day to figure out what you like.
Just try it.
Try
different stuff because some things are going to work. Some things aren't going to work. But if you can find a workout that you thoroughly enjoy, then now the workout now is not a dread.
It's a fun.
Yeah.
A fun thing.
You're like, oh, I'm looking forward to that today. I'm going to do some hip hop dancing. I'm going to do some yoga.
Yep.
Or I'm going to go on a walk. Mm-hmm. Like just figure it out and don't be scared to try new stuff.
Yeah.
Because you never know what you're going to like.
Yes.
So I cannot wait for April. We are going to tackle April.
I'm ready. I'm ready for April.
So much fucking fun.
Yes.
Because I feel like we have a good set, like a good like rhythm going. Mm-hmm. And this is just going to slowly, I think, build and build and build.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't wait to see what we look like in the summer.
Yeah.
Because I can already tell in my face and my arms.
Yes, that, I've definitely that noticed.
It's changing.
Yeah. We actually got a message from a follower that asked.
Yeah, about my face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were like, what is Mel, how much has she lost? And I was like, I don't think she's weighed yet. You were on your period. And don't weigh during your period. That's just a stupid decision.
I did that and I was up and I was like, nope, because I read online for us women because you're fine. We have all the fluid that's retaining and then all the things that are happening with our body. Mm-hmm. We can gain up to 5 pounds.
Yeah. So and don't weigh yourself.
And then it goes away, but you have to wait a couple days too.
Yeah.
So like I just ended 2 days ago. So I think this Saturday is when is a good time. I like to only weigh once a week because I'll get obsessive and compulsive over it. Mm. So I'm just going to weigh in. And as long as it's less than what I was at the doctor's, I'm fine by that. Mm-hmm. So, because I can tell that it's working. Mm-hmm. So, and I feel smaller.
Good.
Like I can tell like things are kind of like tightening up a little bit, like in my arms and in my waist. So I can tell like with the, what is it? Your apron.
Yes.
Like it's so funny on me. It'll like come in a little bit. And then if I like eat something wrong, it'll like come out again and then it goes in and then it comes out. So now I'm just like focused on getting it in and staying in because I do want a tummy tuck and I do want all those like that surgery, the mommy makeover surgery. Mm-hmm. And the way that Des and Sammy talked about it, like the fitter you are, the better.
Yeah.
So I think I just want to get to the fittest I can. And then I just want to be cut up and cleaned up and
cut up and cleaned up. All right.
And reset. So
reset.
All right. Because that's the last reset I need to do.
Is like, the plastics.
For me to feel complete. Because the way that I explained it to my husband was like, I go, is it vain that I want plastics? And he's like, not at all. And I was like, okay. He's like, why do you think that? And I was like, well, you just hear it from a lot of people that like, you're fine. You're born with that body. You should appreciate that body and just live with it. And
but some people are like that and some people aren't.
I agree with that statement as a whole. But what I feel like is that I never got a good chance to have the body that I wanted because I was set up with fried foods and the fast food and all the heaviness that I just never got to even experience that. Mm. So now that I have all the tools and I know how to work out and do these things, if we can just get me literally a full reset now is the body part because it was a reset for my stomach. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be a reset for the body and then I'll feel complete.
Yeah.
So.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Because it wasn't my fault that this started this way. I can just control how it ends.
Yeah.
So.
And it's your body. So it doesn't really matter what other people fucking think.
Yeah. And then I have to tell myself, why do I care what other people think?
It's fine.
It's really hard sometimes because sometimes I don't at all. But when it comes to that, it's for some reason I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not alone. I mean, so many people don't tell anybody about their surgery because they're afraid of what people are going to say.
Yeah.
But it's your body. It's your surgery. Fuck them.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know where that comes from of why, because I cared. I cared then, I care now, and I'd like to just not.
Well, you're a caring person.
It's true.
It's fine. It's fine as long as you still do what you want to do.
Exactly. So don't let people talk you out of what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So, especially when it comes to your health.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for hanging out with us, with our check-ins.
And we will see you next time.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP, where you can get exclusive content. We would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logo, Nick Dukes for our web design, Dylan Godfrey for our editing, and Eric Vaughn from 17th Street Studios for our music and recording space. Thanks for listening to our Sleeve Life podcast. We are breaking the stigma of weight loss and weight loss surgery one episode at a time.